Forever Dog. I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. Ba 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 ba. Am I on? Hello? Good morning.
I think so.
I'm on. Yes, I just had my thing down. Hello! Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear listeners and viewers and officers. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Join me, Vic. Good morning. Off to it's out. Out of key.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, we should do a morning, a barbershop quartet.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker here on a hump day, Wednesday.
Hello.
That's right. It's June 7th, Wednesday, June 7th. And in an, I don't know where you are in the world, a lot of places it's hot, summertime's coming. And here it's just not. It's a little. Hey, it's a little overcast, a little
dew. Is it still hot out there?
Yellow.
And I'm happy for it. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vic.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on with your hat? You got something on the tip of your hat.
I know, it ripped. It ripped here, so okay. Like on the edge, so I just didn't get a new hat yet.
All
right. I gotta do it. I meant to.
In studio today, we've got a tremendous guest. Third time on the show, I think. Anybody confirm that?
Confirmed.
Third time?
Third timer here. Third time we got to make a list of our third timers. I think it's got to be a short list because people generally don't want to come back. That's the message.
One, two, three.
Wasn't I the first live guest?
Were you the first live guest?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
One, two.
Well, somebody was telling me we had Ben Berman on the show.
A couple weeks ago. The very first show, yeah.
Well, I'm saying we had Ben Berman on recently to talk about his tremendous Gladiators documentary, American Gladiators documentary. Somebody pointed out that he was on the very first Office Hours because he was in the office with me at the time. But no, we have Abby Martin, Abby Road George Martin. My new nickname for you. Abby Road George Martin, not or Giles Martin.
Right? Drop in.
Son of George.
Giles, yes, I know Giles.
Giles got tasked with handling the Beatles library.
Yeah,
he's a good name.
In his lap and
Giles.
Went to town.
Could have named your... okay, great. I just got a little scheduling confirmation. I can now go on to Do Not Disturb. Because this shit's all about you. We're going to talk about... We're going to go around the world with Abby, get her take. What's really funny about Abby's, is I... Small talking with her as she comes in. I'm asking her about this. Hey, did you hear this thing? She goes, no, I didn't hear about that. Hey, did you hear about this? No, where did that happen? I'm like, you're supposed to know about shit.
No.
What, you didn't know about the UFOs?
No.
What was the other thing you didn't know about?
You just said something in New York. What,
oh, New York.
On? What is
New
it?
York is shrouded in forest fire smoke.
Oh, right,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You did hear about that.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, apparently. And I'm headed there tomorrow, believe it
or
not.
Great.
Oh, great.
Back
God.
To New York to host
nice.
Saturday Night Live.
And your gas mask.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, there's a new episode of Saturday Night Live this Saturday with me and Greta Van Fleet as the musical
guest. Wait, are you being a scab?
Crossing the picket line. And Jim Brewer is going to come down from his compound.
I'm excited.
To do some sketches with me. We're bringing back Goat Boy. And Chris Kattan is coming out.
Can't wait.
We're going to do a mango sketch.
Crazy conspiracy theorist.
No, I'm doing a... I can't wait to tell you about this movie I'm doing this weekend. But I don't think I can. It's a very low-level shit. But you're going to... The Office Hours community is going to love hearing about it. But Abby Martin is here to... Hopefully you've know about some stuff going on.
Something, yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk about, I guess there, in my backyard, and here in Glendale, California, the culture war has come home. The chickens have come home to roost, Vic. Did
oh
you see
goodness,
this news?
No.
The there was a big clash between the Glendale school board.
Give me a chicken sandwich. Sorry about that.
Why is this every week you can't turn a drop off? Like, what is it that you're not
doing? It was
doing?
The Martin theme song, and I just wouldn't stop because I had the chickens. I had to get the chickens quick. Because you said the chickens came home to roost. Chicken
don't need it.
And then I was been trying to get the Martin theme song because okay. Abby Martin's here.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, go
just
ahead.
Take one thing at a time.
All right.
If you think that's
I get overloaded, I know. It's too much.
Then maybe less of the oleo.
Really?
Yeah, because you're getting
I'm getting a little hyper up. All right. I'll chill out.
Breathe. Chicken tenders. No, in the Glendale Unified School District, there was some dust up last night between the Antifa and the Proud Boys and the Armenian Men, right?
Was it just people posing as parents of people like students?
I don't know.
I feel like they weren't even really parents, just claiming that.
I mean, first of all, the Armenian cultures in Glendale, at least, extremely conservative mm-hmm. people. I can understand them. My kids go to public school here, and there is there's certainly a culture clash happening at our school between, I would say, more progressive parents or more, you know, people that live in Glendale that are probably work in the industry. Mm-hmm. Peach. And I'm not talking about Tom Cruise or anybody. I'm talking like people that are like, fucking
Chris Kattan.
Not even that. Like
below the line.
Below the line.
Below the line.
Yeah. Artsy people, mm-hmm. you know, like fucking set painters or whatever. Like people like, and people like me, top echelon A-level celebrities. And the more traditional conservative Armenian families that live in Glendale as well. There is a clash. There is definitely conflict there. But I think all the only thing that the school district was doing was passing a resolution that they're recognizing Pride Month.
Yeah, that's grooming kids now.
Well, we're going to get into that in the second half of the show because we're going to talk about Tim Pool, Tim Poodle, whatever you want to call him, Pim Pool. This louse.
Louse.
had the audacity to bring me up on his hate show, this boring hate show. They sit around and whine and complain all day long. Don't even, we'll listen to it later.
Tim Heidecker says,
more boring than helpful.
What is this? Who's got it?
Grooming. Tim Heidecker says he wants this normalized.
Yeah. I want it all normalized.
His advice
normalized.
Is more boring than helpful.
I think normal's in it. Normal and normalizing, interesting. Like, I don't think... Part of me that says, like, I don't really want to be normal. Like, there's certain, you know, if you're, like, into, like, weird shit, you don't want to be seen as normal.
Right.
But then there's a difference between, like, some people do. Some people that are gay, trans, they don't want their identity to be
They don't
want to
go back in the closet,
them.
Man.
They don't want to go back to the closet. Yeah. They want to be open and honest about who they are and who they right. love. And I love that. So I want to get into all that later. I don't want to get into it now. But you're here for the whole...
I'm here for the whole shebang, baby.
So we'll get into that. And the reaction to all this that's happened the past couple of weeks with me speaking my mind is, I'm an addict. I'm a food addict. I used to smoke. You know, I know that I'm an addict. I'm not on any kind of drugs or anything like that.
Do you smoke cigars?
But it certainly it becomes evident when you look at how at social media and Twitter and things like this. And Twitter has become such a, it's been turned into 4chan. Remember 4chan?
Oh yeah.
8chan. It's nothing but negativity and hate. I mean, it's not all that, but it's a lot of it. And so I've been sort of, you know, mingling with the idea of getting off. And this put me over the edge. Because as soon as Tim Pool starts talking about me, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. I'm not watching that show. I don't know what's going on. Suddenly, it's bing, 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 bing. I should be hung. I should be just, you know, I should go to jail for the rest of my life. I'm a pedo. I'm a groomer. Bing, 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 bing. That's all I see. I go, what am I doing? Hey, get out of here. This town is gone to seed. This town is rotten. So goodbye, And we're going to be deleting it later in the show, but...
Tim Apple.
I think it's the right move. What do you think?
Twitter has become a complete cesspool.
Yes.
And Elon Musk has done more to demystify billionaires than anyone else, because people for the longest time thought billionaires were this mysterious, you know, people who were able to game the system, these genius Machiavellian people. And Elon Musk is the dumbest possible cretin who sits pathetically in a cave dwelling and just replies to people like Andy No and extreme right ringers. It's extremely sad.
Yeah.
It is.
And he's done more to Twitter than what they were claiming the Democratic elites were doing, right? I mean, he has algorithmically backpaged anyone, taken direction from Andy No and Ian Miles Chung to like delete people like Crime Think and stuff like that. So it's really cartoonish what's happened. Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. Twitter is very unfun. I don't go on it other than to just hate watch once a week.
Yeah, I used to be a great place, and I feel bad because there is a community there, and people were sad when I said I was getting off it and everything, and it used to be really silly and fun, and you know, you just have all sorts of great comedy came out of it, and friendships. I made a lot of good friends that way. It's a great way to connect with people. But that's not saying I'm going offline. There's like a million other places I'm going to be on. Anyways, I'm going to get into all that later. I don't want to talk about it now, Vic. Stop goading me into this.
Satan's plan.
You know, it's going to be people like calling in eulogizing your Twitter account.
No, I know. Well, let's take a call and see how everyone's doing.
What was that?
Yes, let's start with...
How do I feel... Matt, I had this thought this morning.
Oh, go ahead.
We should start doing like maybe I need to do like a like an hour before the real show begins.
And then you make a little notes and cards and you know what you're going to talk about.
What do you mean?
No. I mean go live at 9.
Oh, just get rolling.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe without the guest, without the drops.
Just at the top of the dome.
Yeah, and just like get in, like just warm up everybody and like make it like a little looser, because I feel like I'm always like rushing to get through stuff.
I'm seeing Lieutenant Carson here. He's got a new hairdo.
Doug's going to play crickets every time I spend another like 1 minute extra talking about this.
You can't smoke.
Carson, is that a new haircut?
Oh, you want to talk? All right.
I don't want to talk to Carson.
It is.
Who do we have?
Is.
I love it.
You don't have to talk to me. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jack Sheridan has, he wants to make us some money, I think, right?
Yeah, Jack.
Okay. I do. Oh, wow. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what you got? You got some an entrepreneurial...
Are you Jack from Twitter?
Oh,
yeah, that's me, at Jack. First one.
Cool. You know who's that guy that started Twitter, you know?
He's doing
was a big
sky.
Jim Morrison fan. He goes, Jack, Doors C. Doors.
Oh, God.
Big Jim Morrison fan.
Thank you very much.
Jack, how do we make money? What's your secret? What are you going to do for us?
All right, it's pretty easy. You remember like 10 years ago when everybody was obsessed with sloths? You know, they had like cocktail napkins, shirts.
Let's just go along with that.
Yeah, that was just before the mustache trend.
Sure.
Yeah. Around the
people that are into Bill Murray.
Yeah,
that type of stuff. Well, my Instagram feed recently has been littered with capybaras, and I think they're going to be the new sloth.
Ooh.
So I think you should just take all of the previous sloth content and slap a capybara on there.
What's a capybara? I don't know what he's talking
about. It's like a big guinea pig.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're really cute. You should check them out.
Yeah, somebody showed me a giant rabbit the other day. You know about these giant rabbits? You look that up.
Oh, they're called like the Belgian giants or something. Like
all right, Matt, let's just introduce this sort of stuff into our general content. Thank you very much.
But those don't look, they look like they smell bad.
The capybara?
They do. Yeah. They shit in water. They have to be in water to shit.
Yeah. There you go. So we don't want them. I don't know.
What?
All right, thank you very much for the...
They have to be in water to shit. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, no, you get a pet. Yeah, instead of a litter box, you get a litter bowl.
A litter bowl, yeah.
Litter pool.
A litter pool.
Yeah, you got to have a bathtub for him to poop in.
All right, let's do this. The city of the day. We're going to stay on target today. And Abby, I'm going to get to you, of course, but you chime in as much as you want.
I will.
This is your space. This is a safe space.
Of the day.
All right, the city of the day is brought to you by... Still not getting this, huh? That's why I feel like I'm under the gun, because you got a lot, 7 to 8 minutes of the show towards technical difficulties.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for vegan and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
The Bobby D Slam app. Smartphones are amazing, but don't you miss the days when you could really hang up on someone by slamming a phone into the receiver? Well, now you can say, fuck you, the old school way with the Bobby D Slam app. If you're talking to some dickhead and you've had enough of his bullshit, just slam the phone down or throw it against a wall and Slam app will send a thunderous metallic clang to the asshole who you're talking to before it hangs up on them. It's a great way to send a message and let them know how fucking upset and frustrated you are. And if you're worried about damaging your phone, forget about it, because Slam app customers get a free extra heavy, extra thick, indestructible phone case with every download. Use the code word Big Earner at checkout and get the new custom no triple bash hang up sound, perfect for when you lose a bet or hear about one of your guys getting whacked. Available on Android and iOS. iOS. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
The Bobby D Slam app from Microscasey Soft. Microscasey Soft. Well, I'm not done. Yippee for me. Today's jingle is only 7 seconds longer. It's only 7 seconds long. Let's hear it. All right. 2 weeks in a row with Robert De Niro content.
Let's keep it going all month. Later. All
this
summer.
Is Bobby D month.
All summer.
It's a Bob.
I'm proud of Bobby D. It's Pride. That's what we say Pride Month. It's all about Bobby D.
Bobby D.
Proud.
Oh! Let's go overseas for our city of the day. Tyler, are you there?
Tyler's got to be from Tyler.
I am here.
What's up, Tyler? Where are you calling from?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
I'm calling from São Martinho, Portugal.
Woo!
Beautiful Portugal.
What the hell's going on in England?
I was hoping you'd be from in England.
So where are you again?
São Martinho, Portugal, about an hour north of Lisbon.
Wait, what are you doing there, vacay?
I am literally, my family acquired a summer home out here, and yeah, I am here acquired. For a full month alone, working my ass off for 2 weeks, and then I'll enjoy 2 weeks of vacation towards the end of the month.
What does this working your ass off entail?
Just working from home, remotely.
What kind of work?
I work for a customer service job for a supplement company.
For a supplement company, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Getting a lot of complaints?
Tons.
If people are calling and be like, hey, this shit don't work.
Pretty much.
Like, I've been taking it, like... for 6 months, and I've seen no change in my body or in my health.
You're pretty much spot on. Exactly. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I started doing this. They were an advertiser on the show, Athletic Greens. It's like this green powder that you mix with water and drink it. And it's like a probiotic. It's got vitamins and all this stuff. I don't think it's doing shit. I think it might just be plain powder. green food coloring.
Just making you shit.
I mean, it's not. It doesn't have adverse effects on me. I don't feel like sick or it's. My bowels have been terrific.
Like a whole over ham sandwich.
Stay regular.
All right.
They're still.
You don't want to say the name of this supplement company, do you?
No, it's fine. It's Nutrafol.
What is it?
Nutrafol. It's a hair care supplement company.
Oh, let's see those. Let's take your hat off. Let's see what you're working with up there.
Yeah, let's see what you got.
Oh. Oh, wow. What is this, okay. Mike Patton?
Dude, he's carrying the lead over
here. All right, I'm sold. How do I buy a box?
Yeah, really? So luscious.
Sold.
Oh, man.
Oh, and by the way, thank you very much for calling in, Sudi. The day is some blum blum Portugal, wherever it was.
Call it Portugal.
All of Portugal. Today's Super Chat, Matt.
Correct.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Damn it. Today's Super Chat is going to charity. It is the charity of my choice. This is Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. Why, you say? Why? Is that correct, Matt? Is that the right?
Yeah. The Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City.
Yes,
a part of the Big Slick.
Yes, as you might have noticed from my social media presence, not on Twitter because I don't put any of this shit there anymore.
Why?
But, I spent the absolutely beautiful and fun weekend in Kansas City this weekend as part of this annual weekend called the Big Slick, started by Paul Rudd, Jason Sudeikis, Rob Riggle, and David Koechner, I believe. There it is. And I was brought out, due to my minor B-level celebrity status, to take part in a number of activities to raise money for this children's hospital. And it was so fucking fun. Two big events. One was we went to the Kansas City Royals Stadium and played a softball game on the field.
How many innings?
About six.
Oh, okay.
No, but Vic, it was so funny because there was like so many of us there. I would say there's about maybe 20 or 25 per team.
Whoa.
And everybody wanted to play, so we'd get on the field and the field would just be filled with people, players, yeah. Right?
Straight.
And then the next night there was this big concert at or big event at this arena, and stand up and games and all sorts.
Play
of
ball.
Stuff. And it was just such a lovely time. I met so many great friends. Richard Christie from the Howard Stern Show was there. I had a lot of fun with him. Will Forte was there. Great Will Forte. You're giving me a dirty look.
No.
You're looking at me like, am I?
Wait, is that where you were wearing the personalized jersey with the kid from Dune? Or is that?
Not Dune, from Stranger Things.
Oh, right.
Finn right. Wolfhard.
Right.
Vic, that must have gotten you all.
Oh, his name is Finn Wolfhard?
And all Wolfhard.
Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, Finn. Okay, I thought you said Finn.
Talk about a celebrity. Like, yeah. You walk around, people are like, it's like I'm walking around with the Beatles. All four of them. But he was a sweetheart, and what happened was I met him on the way into the stadium, and I said, hi, how's it going? I'm Tim. And he's like, oh, I know. And like, he is a big old fan.
Oh, nice.
Big old fan.
Nice.
And we ended up just hanging out the whole weekend.
That's awesome.
He was like my guy.
That's great.
I liked him a lot.
Is that good?
And it was so cute because my daughter loves Stranger Things. And so I took a picture. I sent a little video message.
I get on with kids.
My daughter.
You're hanging out with a kid?
Huh?
No, what's that?
We adopted a kid.
No, I was hanging out with Finn. Oh, I sent a video to my kid.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking around.
Sorry. And then later I was FaceTiming with my kid and Finn's there. And I go, can you say hi to Finn? Say hi to Finn. And she, you know, like she can't even comprehend
that
I know these people.
If Finn ever acts in a French movie, he gets the first credit at the end.
cute joke.
Very nice. Very cute.
And then I did it again, and my daughter was at, my daughter had a friend over who's also a big Stranger Things freak. And I've never seen, like, she's never that excited to see me.
Yeah, you're the coolest guy in the world.
But it was very cool. It was very sweet. I went to the hospital to visit the kids. We went in little groups and visited these kids. And I was with the bailiff on that jury duty show. What's her name?
Tackleberry.
Sheets.
She was there?
Rashida Sheets.
She's great on
Hightower. Night Court.
Punky Johnston. Johnston, who's a SNL cast member. She was very funny. Of course, Rudd's there. I'm hanging out with Rudd. I'm talking to Rudd about
Ant-Man.
I'm talking to Rudd all about that Richard Dreyfuss stuff. We went deep on that Richard Dreyfuss
stuff. Oh, did you? Yeah. He's seen that.
No, but he has now. I did the Hot Wings competition with that Sean Evans from Hot Ones, you know? Did that on stage.
Worst.
That was a nightmare. That was no joke. I did like the hottest one, and it was like I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Oh, shit.
It's terrible. So it was lovely, and I loved it there. I loved the people, and this hospital's doing... You've got kids.
God's work.
Can you imagine if your kid has to go into the hospital?
Yeah, not having fucking health care, yeah. Universal health care, so yeah. You have to... You know, do stuff like this to raise money for cancer-stricken
kids.
Well, I
know, and this is the rub of this. It's like, I can't believe in this day and age, I got to fly myself out to fucking Kansas City to dance and sing like a monkey to raise money so kids don't die?
Right.
But, you know, that is the reality.
Yeah.
And this group does tremendous work, and we raised $3 million this weekend.
Holy shit.
For this hospital. And the people there were so nice. So I'm saying is the Super Chat's going to the hospital, and I will match whatever we bring in today. All right? So donate. See if you can take me to the poorhouse.
One, two, three.
I know there's a lot of people that are in the chat that don't like me. They still watch the show.
They don't. So yeah, we'll take the views.
To ruin me.
Yeah.
What?
We'll take the views. We don't
yeah,
care.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cash.
Mm-hmm.
Bankrupt Tim. Go for it.
Yeah, see what you can do to me. See if you can hit me in my where it hurts, in my wallet. So I don't know. Matt's going to be like, well, see if you can get Finn on the show. That's what his brain's going. He's always thinking about guests. just calm down.
Forte, that's who I want to
Forte. Get. Forte, oh, I was having so much fun with Forte.
He would, why not?
He would. You know, the problem is he lives on the opposite side of town.
Oh.
Where do you live?
The opposite side of LA he lives? Too far?
Yeah, like...
Oh, man.
We're talking...
Take his private helicopter. No big deal.
No, he's so funny. We were laughing so hard. I was staying up late. My wife came with me. It was beautiful.
Jake Where Tapper. Were your kids? Where were your kids?
You know, it was there Jake Tapper the whole night.
Really?
Yeah.
What is he doing there?
He's just there to support. But the kids were here with my mom.
Oh, okay. All right.
Actually, I don't know if you heard what was going on over here. It's crazy. I dropped my kid off.
Oh, this is funny.
And your mom was so frazzled. She was trying to order food for the kids off an app.
Yeah,
like
my kids wanted sushi.
Credit card. We couldn't.
She's never done Postmates before.
Full panic mode. Like opened the Postmates account, and then I'm like, "All right, we got it sorted." I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna leave." And then some other guy drops off two more children. So what? It's like six kids and your
oh my
mom.
God.
And I was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure this is okay?
And then didn't she eventually get the food order, but it went to the wrong place?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Then she texted me about that it like went to the wrong house. I don't know how that even happened. Oh,
it's amazing. God. When she comes to town, it's things are missing and broken and it's...
I just felt terrible leaving her with six kids just going yeah. nuts. But I was like, I got to go, bye.
Anyway, that's my report. We're gonna talk to Abby about what's going. What are you got a movie coming out?
Yeah. Been 2 years in the making. So it's called Earth's Greatest Enemy. That's the working title. Not sure if that's gonna be the final one, but you guys have probably heard the fact that the U.S. military is the world's largest polluter.
Mm-hmm.
Heard that floating around.
Yeah.
Well. That's just based on the fact that the U.S. military is the largest consumer of fossil fuels, and that doesn't even scratch the surface of even the amount of fuel that they do consume. Like, academics have tried to quantify that, and it doesn't even scratch the surface. And really, when you extrapolate that concept out and look at the global empire of 1,000-plus bases around the world, the huge territorial expanse of the U.S. military, every base is a toxic site.
Wow.
That's really dangerous for the community that lives there and the habitat. And it's basically destroyed so many places around the world. And so we're talking about dumping of chemicals, nuclear
right.
waste.
I saw one of those like Call Now lawyer ads this weekend, like a class action suit for this Camp Lejeune.
Yeah, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. We're covering it for the film. It's a really devastating story. remnant of World War II and the Cold War, just dumping of toxic chemicals into all the waterways there. And it's really emblematic of how little the U.S. military gives a shit and how little the U.S. government gives a shit about its own service members here in this country. Yeah. So imagine the people living overseas around the bases that are completely expendable.
You'd think when they talk about this woke mind virus that it would be like implementing these crazy regulations and rules and Environmental Protection Agency getting in there and regulating. Oh, the military's overregulated. But that none of that's true.
Of that's true. The military is exempt from basically all laws. The military essentially runs the show. And so Camp Lejeune, there's thousands of people who have had cancer, congenital heart disease, birth defects, stillborn babies. There's a cemetery there just for babies called
Jesus Christ.
Baby Heaven. So we're going there. Yeah. And they've actually just found a mass grave of babies that they tried to hide, like 300 more kids.
Wait,
that
what?
It was a baby!
This is how many kids have died just because of the U.S. military's callous disregard for human health. And so they've, just like the burn pit shit that Jon Stewart's on the tip of, they have tried for decades to get some sort of accountability, and it's been so long. I mean, so many people have already died, and now there's several lawsuits going on to finally get some sort of accountability for these people.
Can you imagine if the Daily Wire and Tim Pool and all these loons gave a shit about something that actually mattered?
Yeah.
And got involved in actually something that is important to people's lives?
That's crazy.
Instead of this nonsense.
Well, at least those children didn't have to see a rainbow at Target.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk more about this, and I want to get your take on everything happening in this wide world. We're going to go around the globe and pick a spot and see what Abby has to say. What are we getting wrong? What's the media getting wrong? Who should I be for? Who should I be against? How bad are we as a country?
Or is there anything good about us?
But I think we, Matt, do we have a...
doesn't look like he's trying to wait yet.
I see.
No! Well,
give him a poke.
All right. You want to talk to another
civilian Zoomer? Yeah, we'll take another civilian.
Civilian. Oh, yeah, Kyle had another topical question.
I told Vic this morning, I think I look like Tom Fitton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fitter you get.
He's Donald Trump's with this shirt on.
Yeah, how'd you get so fit?
I don't know. It's starting to come back. I'm worried.
Don't bite, done.
I feel
the religion of wokeism.
Who's this now? This looks like the guy from Portugal. Did he just go inside? Is this not the guy from Portugal? Take your hat off.
Woke
That's
Central.
Be the same guy.
Take your hat off.
Speak up, other
it
guys.
It is.
Yeah, because Kyle, you got to speak up.
This is like woke Central.
Hi, Kyle.
Give us a
check. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing all right. First of all, I'm a huge fan of everybody here. But I had a question. I was curious to get the takes from everybody on what you guys think is going on with this weird news media thing. People talking about, like, the military talking about UFOs. What you guys think?
Don't ask Abby because she doesn't know anything about it.
What's a UFO? Let's get to the basics here. What?
Yeah. Do you want to set it up, sir? Or do you want me to? Because I think I'm interested. I think it's fascinating.
I
have it right here. Military whistleblower claims U.S. has UFO retrieval program. Air Force veteran David Grush claims the government is covering up UFOs. Grush claims he has seen evidence of a secret crash retrieval program. I think that's important to note that he has not seen evidence of the actual stuff, of the materials. He's seen evidence of a program.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different there. He alleges the U.S. has even retrieved bodies from other species. So this was a big story that broke. This guy comes with tremendous good references from the people that he's worked with. He was part of a Air Force intelligence group that was responsible for looking into this stuff. I guess he left the service and is now coming out. What is your take, sir? And then we'll get Abby's and then Vic's.
And then mine. Right?
I mean, it's so hard to say. And I think that's actually kind of part of what's going on is it's like intentionally sort of weird and confusing and causing sort of like, confusion just generally. And frankly, there's I would say there's a historical precedent for this, like putting UFO stuff out there as if, like, putting it out there as if it's real, but never, like, having any legitimate evidence. You know, there's some other stuff that's happened in history that is exactly like this. So I guess I was just curious, like, from the perspective of, I'm kind of deep in on this topic. I research it for a podcast. And so I was just curious if, like what that appears, how that appears to people who are not, like,
right,
too deep on that topic.
Well, Abby?
I mean, anytime that there's whistleblowers like this who are just out on the news talking about it, I mean, we know what happens to whistleblowers with information that the U.S. government doesn't want to get out, and they're right in prison. Mm-hmm. Reality winner, Assange, you know, the list
goes
on.
Who was the guy
in Snowden?
The recent one?
Daniel Hale, the drone program guy. Yeah, I think there was another
one. He's going away.
Yeah, he's going away for a long time. So, this seems intentional, and it seems kind of spook-ish, where what does the DOD want us to know? What are they distracting us from? Why is it that this concept was ridiculed for the last 60 years, and now they're kind of doling out here and there, you know, ideas that UFOs are real, that they have a secret program, that even bodies are being discovered? I saw a History Channel documentary recently.
Ancient Aliens?
And Marco,
I wouldn't qualify
Marco,
as a documentary.
And Marco Rubio was out there alongside, like, other, you know, officials from the government talking about how this is real, how we need to be concerned about this, investing. This is at the same time the space program is now a new component of mm-hmm. the Pentagon budget, and they need to justify that increase in spending. So, you know, the working theory is that they're trying to hide our own technology. And that's where, you know, these UFO sightings are coming from. But, I mean, I do believe that UFOs and aliens exist. I've seen things and I've heard things that can't be explained. A lot of these people who have come out and told these stories do sound really fucking crazy. Like the tic-tac.
And some of them seem like,
the tic-tac craft. Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, hypersonic weapons. There's all these different things that you could try to explain these things, but yeah, I'm highly suspicious when it does involve the Pentagon deliberately seeding out the narrative.
Do you know about the Golden Record in the 70s?
Oh yeah.
You do? Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
On the Voyager, we sent out this, like, vinyl record.
Yeah.
And it had, like, you know, Carl Sagan put it together. And then there was, like, you know, 500 different ways to say hello. And there's, like, messages, like, whoever would find it in, like, different music. There's the Beatles and Elvis and classical and stuff. So we've tried to reach out to whoever's out there. But, I mean, that's the shittiest way, though, sending a vinyl record out. Like, that's what, you know, how serious are we about?
And they send other, the radio and television transmissions just go out. So they can be.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Michigan that turned his whole house into a receiver of, like, and then there's, like, one moment that he did get something from space.
That's cool. All
right, but the Earth is a cube.
Cube of ice.
Isn't there a guy, don't they have these guys, like, every 10 years, there's somebody who's, like, used to work for the military and now they're coming out.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it's been really, and then nothing a lot happens, lately. Right? Over the last couple of years, a lot of them have been coming out, and some of them have their own TV show now, which is also odd. It's like, why?
I'm with you. I believe that the possibility exists. It's not like ghosts. Obviously, ghosts are not real.
Oh my God.
I don't think ghosts are real. Sorry.
I think ghosts could be real.
I don't think ghosts are real.
Yeah.
But I'd be cool. I'd be like, here we get, look at this. It would be a big press conference on TV, and you got Biden over there tripping over the UFO material. look here. I'm not kidding around. This
tripping
is
over the body.
Ice cream cone in his face.
Trips right over. That's plutonium right there. God, look.
$1.9 trillion released so far.
Jack, this isn't a joke. Okay? It's real.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
You heard about the aerial school phenomenon? That shit was crazy.
No.
Oh, in Africa.
Yeah, dude, that shit was
nuts. That
we have a special report.
That's cool.
Special report.
This is more important, I believe, than UFOs.
We're going
to
make
very special report. New to the show, we have a special correspondent coming in from Los Angeles, California, joining us. New office hours correspondent with a special report. We have him here, Eric Wareheim, with his ice cream report.
Hi, everybody.
When in doubt.
There he is. Eric Wareheim joining us live from California. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning to the Trinity, producer Matt. It's an honor to be here reporting my findings, something important for once on the show.
And Abby Martin as well. You say good morning to her.
Good morning.
Thank you, Eric.
good to see you.
You too.
How's everything going?
Not too good. I've been up all night dealing with some a legal issue and the police about my dip and dot situation that I texted you about yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, you did. I didn't get the full story.
Yeah, I wanted this segment to be positive and just be like, I want to bring some joy to your fans,
yeah,
and talk about my favorite ice creams. So I did my first assignment. I came home from a trip, went to Foster's Freeze, and I got my classic, which is a vanilla cone with rainbow sprinkles. Easy.
Pride Month is, you're acknowledging Pride Month with that order, or is that just what you'd normally get?
I mean, that's just not what I normally get. I mean, you know, I'm a DQ guy. It's what I've been getting since I was fine. You know,
you prefer DQ.
I prefer DQ. And I used to do, I'll take a large cone with extra penis and to make my friends laugh. But
that went over well?
Yeah, I don't do that anymore because it was an emotional time. You know, when you get home from a tour, you're exhausted. You just want that comfort of a cone. Mm-hmm. It's a classic cone. And I got my rainbow sprinkles. It was beautiful. I took a picture of it. And then I go to give it a lick. And I almost passed out, and it was horrible. They were, instead of the beautiful rainbow sprinkles, which is the little rectangles, perfect little, they break apart, little sugar rush, they were some kind of mini dipping dots.
What?
That, yeah, it was unbelievable. No one said that. No one said, excuse me, sir, we don't have rainbow sprinkles. You're going to get some dipping dots. So imagine me out there on the street. I got Dippin' Dots all up in my teeth, spitting it out.
Dippin' Dots are like freeze-dried, right, little circular. Do we have a picture of these?
Dippin' Dots are,
yeah,
are
we've been showing. Yeah.
Been dessert.
This is the link.
Dessert couscous.
Dessert couscous.
Can you check in the lick here? For,
that's okay.
Flavor's off. And I went home. I threw the ice cream on the ground. I sent producer Matt all the images if you need to see them.
I think we're seeing them now.
Okay, great.
Do you want to see the video?
Can we see the drop? The ice cream drop?
It's just important to see what my mental state was at that moment, which it was real.
I do want to ask you a little bit about the post drop. What you did with that cone?
Yeah.
Did you walk away from it?
No, I went home. I called Foster Freeze headquarters and I said, it's Eric Wehrhammer and I need to perform a citizen's arrest right now. I was tricked.
All right.
Yeah. And then cut to yesterday morning, I had to go to the dentist and I tried to brush my teeth from all those mini Dippin' Dots and they looked in my mouth and they were so upset that I didn't clean properly before my surgery. And I said, I didn't order the Dippin' Dots. I ordered rainbow sprinkles, which easily would get removed with a little water.
Still in your teeth?
The Dippin' Dots were deep in the gums. I don't want to get into detail, but it was a very big surgery and I had to get the needle. And the last thing I want to do is upset my dentist because she's got to be calm doing the needle. And she's like, you didn't brush your teeth? And I said, yeah. I got Dippin' Dots everywhere. Could you please brush my teeth like a child so I could get it?
Wow.
So that's really what happened. And then not all night I've been dealing with my lawyer. And like, he's like, you really can't do a citizen's arrest. It's not that big of a deal. And
I think it just would be a complaint.
Yeah.
We dipping.
I also thought this could be a job for producer Matt to get on it since I am officially contracted through the show now for my review.
Yeah, and the reports have been, this so far is a good report. It's not a positive report.
And the evidence looking bad against Eric, to be honest with
Matt
this video.
Matt is the captain.
Yeah.
My intentions were pure and I just really want to spread joy about my ice cream adventures. I have a whole segment lined up for next week.
Oh, next week? We got you for next week as well?
Oh, it's a lot of reports, guys.
What if this show just started slowly becoming the Eric Wehrhammer ice cream report hour?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to make it a goof. Like, honestly,
my beloved ice cream.
I wanted to tell a story of Ben and Jerry's when we were in college together, and I would wake up with that chocolate ring. You know, so for, you know, it's
Sure, that was chocolate?
I'll try, listen, Eric, we're in an age of literalism where I think people are going to believe everything you just told me. Did you record the prank?
Well, it's interesting. I did record. I recorded it. I couldn't prepare it for you. My budget's very small. I've been emailing Matt, the producer, about it. I have no team. It's me and an old version of Premiere with some old computer Doug lent to me. It has a SCSI drive connected to it.
And you're trying to create content, and you don't have the tools that you once had.
Yeah. You don't have the drive.
That should be what we call in the business an offline convo with producer Matt.
Right, Matt, so, you got to stay on top of that, because if he's doing his own editing, we're not going to get good shit.
Yeah, but the problem with, I did, you are right about this literalism. I dropped the ice cream on the ground, and I got a lot of heat from that, from the internet. Like, oh, how could you waste this beautiful cone? Can I ask
you, wait, stop you there. So this has been information that's been out on your social media?
Yes.
Okay.
I tried to give you an exclusive.
It's not. You tried to give me an exclusive, and how did you try?
Well, I know. I've been talking to my PR team about it. It was like, they're going to have to cancel you because this is not a hot tip, but I was emotional. I had to put it out there, and it was real. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to you, and I'm sorry to let you
fail. Well, I do have a question about the drop, because did you drop the cone, and then did you walk?
Well, I did a little walk, and then I saw family looking at me.
Yeah.
So I had to turn around, and I did a cleanup. But then it was a very complicated cleanup. I was going to pick it up anyways. Come on, please.
I know.
It was a messy cleanup.
Yeah. There's only so much you're going to get.
Yeah. It was so messy. And then I had just such sweet hands, and I got all over my car, and it just became the whole thing.
So you dropped really because you thought it'd be funny.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to be literal.
Dippin' Dots don't melt? They just I'm just curious, though.
They never melt.
Dude, that's crazy. You have to bite them.
They're not supposed to be ingested. My dentist took one to the lab, and they were like, this is hard.
Yeah.
Don't put this in your body. They do not decompose.
Well, I have a confession to make. This is a little more serious. But yesterday, I was driving. You know where I live. It's very nature, a lot of nature, a lot of animals, a lot of wildlife. I got another confession to make. very quick. Shut up.
It's doing my job.
This is serious. I was driving my kids back from boba. You want ice cream. These kids today, they need boba. They can't live without boba. You know, you ever get boba?
Wow. I do. I'm just surprised that kids are doing boba nowadays.
Oh, it's all the rage. Anyway, shut up. I was driving down the road, and a squirrel came out in front of me, and I ran over the squirrel.
Oh, holy shit.
I mean, it was like, I didn't try to. It darted out. There's nothing I could do. I tried, it's like, it was too late, and I hit the squirrel.
Oh, God.
Dead.
Oh, the sound effects seem like they're on level 100.
Oh, God, Eric, get me out of here. Can you get me a TV show with you so I can get out of this hell?
I'm trying to work on it. What happened?
Naturally, you told your kids you did this because you wanted boba. Now the squirrel's dead.
No.
Naturally.
What do you mean what I did? I was like, fucking dead squirrel. Like, what am I going to do? The kids were like,
clean it up. Just like,
tell them it's their fault.
The ice cream.
Clean it up? Is that what I'm supposed to do? And my daughter's like, murderer, you're a murderer. And she was kind of half joking, but I felt terrible. Have you ever done that? Have you ever killed an animal?
I thought maybe you might have been in the car. We were driving back from Lancaster once, and I hit a poor deer,
Jesus.
It totaled, maybe you weren't there, Tim,
but
it
was there.
Like, totaled the car. Like, it was so, and then it was so sad, obviously, to like, what do you do? Like, it's the poor thing. I didn't have
Eric, believe me, somebody online will tell me what I should have done.
You didn't put it out of its misery?
That. Somebody is going to get right on that.
It's too heavy. That's why I'm doing ice cream, man. I'm just trying to do boba work, ice cream work. Stop killing the poor innocent animals.
All right, well, listen, get What's your ice cream spot in LA? You're the king of food. You know where all the good stuff is. You're not recommending Foster's Freeze.
No, I mean Foster's Freeze. That's a beautiful like nostalgia Dairy Queen moment. Yeah. Actually, this is Mashti Malone's. You and I went there when we first moved to LA. Remember that?
Yeah, they got the rose hip.
That's terrible.
I don't like it. I don't like the exotic stuff with the ice cream.
Of course you don't. No. You like that corporate trash.
Yeah. Best ice cream, okay. Doug knows. I don't know if you had it in Madison, Wisconsin. I don't know what it's called. Madison, Wisconsin ice cream drop off.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice.
Yeah.
Doug, locally, I like Wanderlust.
Peanut butter chew shit. Doug's like, you want to try some of my ice cream? I was like, is there any cream in here? No, it's peanut butter dust.
What?
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna go.
I love you guys.
All right, thanks. Bye, Eric. Talk to you later.
Next week, I'll try to have a better report. Bye.
Are you really gonna be in New York next week?
Yes.
Is there? Do you want to promote this movie that your friend made, or you don't care?
No, I do. It's a film called Hey Joe. We're screening at Tribeca. It's a TV show, but it's a really artfully done kind of exploration. Seinfeld meets a food show.
With Joe in it?
I'm not in. I'm just helping. I'm help producing it because I believe in it. And
this is your pizza partner, Joe Bedia, right?
That's my pizza. Yeah, it's my pizza boy.
How was your hoagie night?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was. I thought about you guys. Like, his producer Matt would have loved it.
Eric's it's making legit. Hoagies. We love it.
Hopefully, it'll be a real thing that you guys can have in LA. So, I'm trying to get something going, man. You know,
you're like Michael Ian Black the other day. Michael Ian Black was calling in from exile in Italy.
That was funny. Yeah. Also, his after you told me about that, his Instagram is very funny.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I love him.
Chicken. All right, brother. Chicken. I'll talk to you later, brother.
Talk to you.
There he is. You familiar with Tim and Eric? I had to do a lot of that this weekend. Tim Heidecker is here from Tim and Eric. And a lot of people, I feel bad. Old now. People are like, man, I used to watch your shit 20 years ago. What are you doing these days? I'm trying to get off Twitter.
Just let it slide down your throat.
I'm doing good, though. I'm constantly working. It feels like people think I'm not. People like to say on this Twitter, they're like, you've dropped off.
Yeah.
These losers, what are they doing?
Well, I just saw you and I think you should leave. That was there you go. Great bit.
Great bit. Great bit. I mean, have you guys caught up yet? No.
No.
What? How have you not? Have you fly through in fucking 1 hour?
Yeah, it's really quick.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a couple sketches I said last week where I was crying. Crying! All right, should we go? Matt, what should we do? That was a long...
Let's talk. Do you want to take another...
Yeah, quickly.
Zoomer? We're to Nathan Gibbs, I believe you have a question.
That's being honest and humble.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Look at this.
Tough to follow.
I shouldn't comment, but boy, he's a handsome guy. What do you want me to do? Abby, what do you think?
There you go. Using that hair supplement.
I have one question for Abby and then one for Tim.
Okay.
My question for Abby is first of all, I want to say thank you for the work that you do. Very, very important stuff.
Thanks, man.
I was wondering if you've heard of the National Network on Cuba's upcoming event on June 25th to march on Washington and remove Cuba from the state sponsor of terror list, which Trump designated it in his last like 6 days in office. Just throws additional sanctions on Cuba. And I was hoping to maybe promote the event a little bit and ask you if you've heard about it and if you want to attend.
Man, I wish I could attend, but I have a newborn baby named Giles Martin.
Oh my goodness!
But no, that's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that they're doing that and spreading
awareness
about that.
They are a state sponsor of terror. Let's just be honest. These Cubans are constantly sending people in to try to have us destroy.
So many doctors that they're exporting around the world.
So many baseball players.
I mean, it's outrageous that Cuba's on the state sponsor of terrorism list. It's completely outrageous. They are slapped with so many sanctions. We're talking about a 60-70-year-long embargo that is just preventing the country from doing basic things. During the height of the pandemic, they were having to choose between oxygen and baby formula. that's how difficult conditions are right now. It's actually worse than, in a lot of ways, than the special period of the 90s after the Soviet Union collapsed. So it's really devastating. It's horrific that the U.S. continues to sanction them and continue the Trump policy instead of going back to the Obama normalization, which is where we should be. And there was so much optimism that things would change. And now we're just, Biden is just going along with what Trump did in many ways.
Is it a flick of the pen?
Yeah.
Biden, you numbskull, you dimwit. Get the fucking pen out and end this trash.
Yeah, and I mean, June 25th, everyone who's in the proximity to D.C., go. We need to put the pressure on the government because Cuba is an amazing country that shows what a country could do that puts people's needs before money. I mean, really, look at all the doctors that they're exporting around the world, their healthcare. They have lower infant mortality rate than the U.S. That's, you know, a country that's under heavy sanctions and an economic strangulation, and they are doing incredible things. They have a negative carbon footprint. They're one of the only countries in the world that has a negative carbon footprint.
Matt's been down.
I want crazy, money. Man.
So yeah, it's incredible. I thank you for calling in and promoting that. It's really unbelievable what's going on.
Say it again. Say the information again.
The National Network on Cuba. It's a whole weekend, June 23rd to the 25th. Just Google hashtag off the list if you want to get participated.
And this is just in D.C. or is it going around?
No, there are other local events on the same weekend, though. Okay.
All right.
This is Qdoba. What is this?
Then,
get out of here.
And then I have a request for
Tim. Oh, you have a question for me?
From Alec Robbins. He wants you to check your Twitter DMs.
Before you extinguish it?
Yeah, one of my last checking of DMs. Here we go. I see something in there.
I'll review it, and then if it's appropriate, we can pull it up.
Alec, I don't see anybody. What's his name?
What's the name again?
Oh, wait, I got a bunch.
Alec Robbins. He says he used to work for you. I don't know if this is a trustworthy guy, but Alec Robbins.
Oh. Alec in the other room?
I don't see Alec in here. Sorry.
DM me your number.
I see it. MC Comics, your heart. I see Jackery.
Check your request, Tim. You probably have it.
No, I see all my DMs here.
What's his handle? Is his handle not called Alec? Is this some dumb name?
It might be. No, it's Alec. He might just want you to look at the chat that you've been added to, which is called Relaxing Ape. I don't know. He wanted me to ask.
I'm not seeing it, man.
I'll leave it there.
And you've just really ruined the show.
Well, that's great.
You got a lot of nice. Everyone's writing me, by the way. Everyone's writing me saying, "Oh, well, if you are leaving, I just want to say how meaningful it's been."
Shut the fuck up. See, listen, there you go.
Anybody been better at Twitter than me over the years?
No, I don't think so.
Not a person.
People killed call me Q. You know, back in the old days, I did the thing where I pretended I was the chief editor of Rolling Stone.
No, that
was
a fun week.
That's a classic.
It's a great bit.
I don't know, a bunch of stuff.
Got to leave on top.
I'll put out a book of all my greatest work. Somebody posted a good one, a tweet I said years ago. I said, all music is bad. It's a good tweet. It's just a good tweet.
That's good shit. I would buy that book.
But thanks to Tim Poodle and the rest have made my life so unbearable. It's time to say goodbye.
You're going to let them win.
I know. Let them win.
Let
them have this. It's like a military strategy. It's like give them the land that's unusable. Right? Give them the land that you shall not be able to plant.
There's werewolves living on it.
Unfertile.
I'm really into military strategy now. I'm always looking at, listening to my World War II books and stuff. Well, let's see. We got something here. We're going to come back.
Let's take a call.
All right,
one more call. How about a guy with a joke?
Yeah, we need a joke.
Noise, lighten the mood, would you?
Hi.
Hi there, you got a joke?
Nice.
Yes, I got a joke.
What's the joke?
It's for your Two Tims tour. It's a Two Tims joke.
All right.
So you hear this John Fogerty? I was listening to this song, Put Me In, Coach. More like, Put Me In First Class.
Ah! I like it. I love the delivery. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Put me in coach.
That's fine.
Well, put me in coach. Who the fuck do you think I am? Look at my IMDb. Put me in first. Business class. Comfort plus.
That's looking... Exactly.
I love it. By the way, I'm doing comedy tonight at the old Dynasty Typewriter with Reggie Watts tonight, if you're in Los Angeles.
Nice.
I'm going to do some... I'm not doing my stand-up guy. I'm just doing some jokes. Coming out. Trying some new things.
Tim, I flew to a music festival, and I sat in Coachella. Coachella.
Coachella. Coachella. This is where all the babies are crying, and people are farting and coughing.
Wally.
All right. We're going to come back. When we come back, I will destroy my Twitter account.
Should we do a little cliffhanger? We can pull it up on screen.
All right.
And tease it. Can you pull this up, Alec, my screen? See where we're going to go.
Hold on. I got a message here.
Deactivate. It could happen.
Gregorian Twitter, please come back after Elon accidentally blows himself up in a space rocket.
You want me to pay for your $8 a month? Is that what it is?
He's upset about the blue check going.
Well, poor Jay Weingarten. He's totally built his entire identity over being a verified Twitter user.
Now I'm getting excited.
Where's the tease? I can't see the screen, but is that what we're doing?
Yeah. I've got the finger on the trigger for deactivate. Where'd it go, Alec?
All right, guys, I'm it's not like I've got Jack Kevorkian coming over to put me down. I'm just going somewhere else. I'm everywhere else. It's like these people don't have other social media. You ever use Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever use TikTok?
TikTok?
No, I tried using TikTok.
It's hard.
I'm going to start. This is the big news. I'm going to start a Discord server.
There you
use
go.
Discord?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I got Discord. A really bad rash.
And then, of course,
my
find me here on patreon.com. So oh, there it is, Matt.
Oh, now you're seeing it.
Amazing Grace, how sweet this is.
Yeah, now I'm seeing it.
Now you're seeing it.
We're going to take a break and be back and go around the world with Abby. Delete my. And I want to hear your thoughts on this Tim Pool.
We're going to groom Tim Pool.
We're actually. Yeah.
And since I am, and I have been labeled a groomer by Tim Pool, I accept the label and will return the favor by grooming Tim Pool.
and I have a great slideshow.
Doug's going to, if we have time permitting.
It's so good that it should be a first half bit.
Okay. I'm sorry, but Eric called in. What do you want me to do? That's what I'm saying. We got to do a 3-hour show. So Tim Pool is going to get groomed by me, the great groomer.
Here he is.
And we'll move on with our lives.
It's a great pick.
All right. Be back in less than 5.
I remember
I
when I was first masturbating, I did not smoke. Know like what I was doing, but it was, and I remember in the back of my mind, it was like, this could be hurting me. And then the front of my mind was like, I don't really care. It just feels good. How bad could this be for me? And I was jerking off in the dark.
Hi, this is Bill Maher, speaking to you from the undisclosed location I like to call Club Random. I'm here to tell you about a few things. First off, Office Hours has now moved to its own dedicated YouTube channel. Go subscribe now at youtube.com/Office Hours Live. Secondly, did you know you can get another full hour of this show and so much more with Office Hours Plus? Head on over to patreon.com/Office Hours Live to check that shit out. And remember, it's not pot, it's a clove cigarette.
This is Fred Rogers. You okay?
Yes.
Yes,
hi.